Maybe. BBC Radio Berkshire, it's the Shirelles. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? It's 6:23. I was mentioning this. It's online right now, bbc.co.uk/Berkshire. Or you can go to our Facebook page. But one of the biggest changes to transport in Windsor for a generation would change how tourists and commuters get about the town. The master plan, yes, the master plan, for a new underground tunnel to link the town's two rail stations is now available for you to see. Our Facebook page is there. If approved, the new rail link has the potential to bring, effectively, Crossrail to Windsor and Ascot. Let's hear from George Bathurst, who's the managing director of the Windsor Rail Link Company, borough councillor. George, evening to you.
Good evening. Just to say, I stepped down for the council last week, so focus on this.
Okay, so now focusing on the Windsor Rail Link. For you to do that, it shows you that it's not just a pipe dream, this.
Oh, no. We hopefully, you people can see by the drawings that we've put a lot of thought and work into getting this far.
Okay, well, for the uninitiated, tell me more, because, yes, there are two railway stations. There's the one right in the centre of Windsor, and then there's the Windsor and Eton, isn't there?
Riverside. Yes, and they were built by two different companies in the original railway companies that had no interest in talking to each other. And unlike other towns, it's never been corrected. So we've essentially solved the engineering problem that allows those two lines to be connected. And then it turns out actually there's a very strong transport case for allowing through lines across Berkshire and giving a much better service to Windsor.
Yeah, and I suppose the 21st century irony is one is GWR and one is South West Trains, isn't it? So and one takes you into Paddington, one takes you into Waterloo.
Yes, and Windsor, despite having two stations, has surprisingly poor services. And despite having 7 million visitors a year, 92% of them come by train, by road. So this is helping them as well and helping the economy to be more sustainable.
OK, I mean, there are various things with Windsor. It is a huge tourist attraction for the UK, not just for Berkshire, isn't it? It does have a castle there. There's beautiful gardens there. It's a potentially very busy place anyway for the people of Windsor going there shopping. There's big supermarkets and shopping centre. Is this actually feasible?
Yes, and I mean, the original Windsor was planned, the Great Walk and the Long Walk in the Great Park, that was all planned. So great things don't happen by accident. You have to do these things on purpose. And the Windsor Riverside, however, is something of a national embarrassment at the moment. It's not anything like as good as it could be. So whilst we're doing the railway, it makes sense to think of it as a whole and use the opportunity to improve the Riverside, make that something worth visiting in its own right, get better views of the castle and enable it to be even more attractive than it is at the moment.
OK, well, you know, if you haven't got the ability to look online right now, you may be in the car or whatever, just describe how it would work. So how long is the tunnel and how would they be linked together?
So essentially, there's one line that comes from Slough that goes uphill to a viaduct just by the castle. And there's another line from Riverside, which comes from Waterloo, which is down at river level. We'll connect the two up with a tunnel that's only 300 metres long. And a new station to replace the two existing ones that will be just by the existing central station. So that will allow better services from Windsor and through services. And then there's about a mile of riverside from where between the two bridges for the railways that all could be so much better than it is at the moment. We can enlarge the park by about 33%. We can create a proper edge to the park by having something like Imperial Gardens in Cheltenham or Regent's Park to make it look so much classier than it does at the moment.
OK, that all sounds great. What do the public need to do and how much would it cost, potentially?
Well, the rail project, we're looking at about £200 million, including contingency. And there's a property project that's probably about £300 million, depending on what sort of size we go for. And how much there. And there's also about 1,600 parking spaces we can put underground as well, under the park.
Wow. It's a bit like one of those sort of posh Kensington basement, isn't it? When in doubt, go underground. Where's the money coming from? Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, we're raising money as we go along. So we've raised some money to produce these dark drawings. Obviously, £500 million isn't raised overnight. So gradually, as we get greater certainty over what the plans are, we'll be going to different funding sources as we move along the project.
Okay, so £500 million. How will you get that money back? How will it work financially?
The rail project, there are a number of options. You could either sell it back to Network Rail when you finished, or method we prefer is to copy what they did for the Heathrow Express, where that's privately funded, but the government pays an access fee. So that's essentially then it puts it onto the franchise so that when the trains use it, it comes out the fare box and that contributes to the cost.
Okay. I mean, what are the advantages for people who live in Windsor? Because does it just confuse the journey for them? Because they can go to Paddington, they go into Windsor. Are there advantages? Is there a general call for it?
Yeah, there's huge transport problems in Windsor. If you live here, people will be aware of the severe parking problems that don't just affect visitors. And also, as I said earlier, the train service to Windsor is surprisingly bad. It used to take 40 minutes to get from Riverside to Waterloo. Today it takes an hour, and there's only one train every half hour. So we'll be doubling that up, providing faster trains to both Waterloo and Paddington. And a lot of residents have to wait a long time at Slough to change, and it's cold and wet and standing at the platform. And hopefully we'll be restoring direct trains from Paddington to Windsor, as well as linking Windsor direct to Heathrow, so you won't have to rely on taxis to get to the airport, despite it being only 5 minutes away.
OK, so the master plan is online. If Patrick McLaughlin, the Transport Secretary, said, yeah, you can go ahead right now, tomorrow, how long would it take?
Well, the planning process takes a long time, so yeah. Building it takes a lot less than planning it. So if we go via the Transport and Works Act, we're anticipating about 5 years for the planning process, which we're starting on now, and then probably about a year to build the tunnel itself. And so we're looking at operating trains in about 2022.
OK, so, yes, it's quite a way away at the earliest, isn't it, really?
Yes.
OK, well, in the meantime, if you want to look online, it's there at our Facebook page. Where else can you see this?
Sorry?
Where else can you see this master plan?
It's on windsorlink.co.uk, and there's a just go there and you can click on the Windsor survey. So we're really encouraging people to give their views because it's not fixed ideas yet. You know, there's just lots of ideas there that people can do, things like cinemas. Is that something that somebody wants, or would they rather office space or job employment things? So there's all sorts of options within it. And we really just want to get a conversation going so that we can build a really beautiful Windsor.
George, good to speak to you. Thank you very much. I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. Fascinating, isn't it? That master plan online, windsorlink.co.uk, or you can go to our Facebook page and that gives you all the details. Also online at bbc.co.uk/Berkshire.
BBC Radio Berkshire. Travel.